home ownership for those who served.
I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
For me, the best thing about the...
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the White House walking back the executive order to pause federal funding.
The White House says President Trump's executive orders calling for an end to federal spending that does not align with his policy priorities still stand. But a new memo from the White House budget director rescinds a sweeping directive that would freeze potentially trillions of dollars in federal assistance, loans, and grants. What's unclear is how the president will carry out those executive orders and whether any federal funding would be paused while the administration conducts a review of programs. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A federal judge sentenced former Senator Robert Menendez to 11 years in prison today for his bribery conviction for acting as a foreign agent to aid Egypt while serving as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez vowed to appeal. In California, the trial of A$AP Rocky continues. The rapper is charged with two felony counts of firing a handgun at former friend A$AP Relly in 2021. Relly testified today. This is ABC News. A new report card is out for American students, and it's not good news. When it comes to test scores, a new report shows kids are falling further behind.
The National Assessment of Education Progress shows fourth and eighth grade students are faring even worse in math and reading than in recent years. Compared to 2019, average reading scores are down 5 points, and in math, fourth graders are down 3%. Eighth graders sliding 8%. Experts say the results show reading is a greater challenge than math. The score declines appear to be driven by lower performing students falling farther behind, while top performing students are showing some recovery since the pandemic.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. Lunar New Year festivities taking place around the world. The Lunar New Year, also known as the Spring Festival, is based on cycles of the moon and is a celebration of the arrival of spring. It is the year of the snake. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
A little cooler today, but still bright and beautiful. With high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. And mainly clear skies tonight as lows fall to the mid-20s. All ahead of a major warm-up that'll likely break record highs as we hit 50 degrees tomorrow. And soaking up the sunny skies. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin's U.S. senators at odds over the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Democrat Tammy Baldwin said Kennedy has pushed vaccine conspiracies.
In fact, he said once that no vaccine is safe and effective.
During a Wednesday hearing, Kennedy said he's not anti-vax. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson thanked him.
I think I know the personal and political price you've paid for this decision.
A public backlash puts plans for a proposed Milwaukee County memorial for Sade Robinson on hold. She was the 19-year-old Milwaukee woman killed and dismembered last April. Maxwell Anderson's been charged with first-degree intentional homicide in Robinson's death. Grappling with financial concerns, St. Norbert College in De Pere is considering changes to majors offered there.
Stop in and load up on great everyday essentials at Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale, January 16th through the 29th. 40-pound bags of Morton Water Softener Salt are just $5.99. Superior Hardwood Fuel Pellets are on sale for $5.49 a bag. And don't forget your backyard friends. 40-pound bags of Black Oil Sunflower Seed are just $14.99. Be sure to stock up on all your everyday favorites, all at the best prices, guaranteed, at Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Hospital Clinics, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Durand, Arkansas school district administrators are working on the budget for the 2025-26 school year. Durand, Arkansas school superintendent Ryan Nelson says the budget will be dependent upon what happens with state funding.
It's a little bit of hurry up and wait, because we can make all the decisions and plan to the best of our abilities, but we're really at the mercy of what the legislators in Madison do with the upcoming biennial budget. So we are doing our best to make staffing decisions related to where things sit. We know that based on the last biennial budget, we do have we will be seeing an increase at the per pupil level. So, you know, that will certainly allow us to at least sustain current staffing levels, and we're not sitting in a situation where we have to make significant cuts or reductions or anything like that.
Nelson says if there's an increase in state funding, the district would like to add some additional counseling staff to help with student mental health. ICE did not raid Eau Claire schools, despite rumors circulating on social media. That, according to Terry Piper Thompson, communications manager for the Eau Claire School District. On Tuesday, a social media post claimed ICE raided Putman Heights Elementary School. Then people in the comments also said there was a raid at DeLong Middle School, but Thompson says that is false and did not happen. The rumors came after ICE confirmed almost 1,200 undocumented migrants were arrested on Monday. The UW-Eau Claire Honors Program is being upgraded to the Honors College. The Honors Program, which will now be called the Mark Stephen Cosby Honors College, is available for students. Director Dr. Heather Felding said students of all majors are welcome to join to improve their studies. She says there are new resources for students and scholarships that honor students can apply for. Fielding says it's a great opportunity for students to reach their full potential in achieving their goals both before and after college. A former Wisconsin congressman has been confirmed as the U.S. Transportation Secretary. Sean Duffy was approved to lead the Transportation Department by the Senate yesterday. He was confirmed in a bipartisan vote of 77 to 22. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin did vote in support of Duffy. He says he'll focus on addressing national air traffic control shortages and continue to investigate Tesla's self-driving technology. Duffy was the congressman for the Wisconsin 7th Congressional District for five terms. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
An Arcadia man has been accused of hitting a Wisconsin state trooper with his car before leading officers on a high-speed chase. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, officers and a state trooper responded to a report of a man yelling at people in Arcadia at the intersection of Blaschko Avenue and Sabota Street just after 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Deputies say 47-year-old Michael Peterson did not comply with officers' orders and hit a Wisconsin state trooper with his car. Peterson then drove southbound on Highway 93 for about 15 miles, reaching speeds of 100 miles an hour. He eventually crashed into a power pole at the Four Corners Bar and Grill in Centerville. Peterson was arrested and is charged with recklessly endangering safety, battery to a law enforcement officer, and fleeing an officer. The Dunn County Highway Department is announcing weight restrictions on a bridge near Tainter Lake. A recent inspection of the bridge on Highway Double B found some of the steel members of the bridge have deteriorated and that a 20-ton gross vehicle weight limit is needed. All loads greater than 20 tons will now need to use an alternate route. The bridge will now be monitored annually for any additional restrictions and will be evaluated for potential replacements in the future. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin discussed issues covering Western Wisconsin during a virtual Western Wisconsin town hall event on Monday. Baldwin answered questions about affordable housing in the region and talked about her plans for bipartisan work in the upcoming session. She said reauthorization of the Farm Bill is overdue, and she sees many opportunities to team up with Republicans in agricultural states to pass certain provisions of the Farm Bill and advance rural development policy. Baldwin also hopes to work on bipartisan legislation to support tax dollars in the U.S. going toward American workers and small businesses instead of overseas. A Wisconsin state trooper has saved a bald eagle's life. Wisconsin state trooper DeGeer found the injured eagle on Interstate 90 in La Crosse County. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the eagle had been hit by a car and was sitting on the road. Trooper DeGeer took the eagle to a nearby rehabilitation facility where it's getting treatment and recovering. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states that are filing lawsuit over President Trump's federal funding freeze. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call announced litigation yesterday, which is aimed at preventing Trump's policy from being implemented. The president ordered a spending freeze on many grants and aid packages being paid out to states and nonprofit groups. This does not include direct payments that support individuals like Social Security, Medicare, SNAP benefits, and rental assistance. That, according to the White House, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the freeze, at least through this coming Monday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A popular ice fishing event is making a return after being canceled last year. The Jigs Up event was called off because of the mild winter, so the ice on Lake Wissota was too thin and dangerous. Now that it's back, organizer Cheryl Pointers is expecting over 1,000 people to attend the event at Lake Wissota Lions Club. The Jigs Up is happening Saturday, February 8th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikin.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Suarez psyched for clash at Bowman Gray. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, all right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The buzz around this Sunday's cookout clash at Bowman Gray Stadium is amping up. The invitational event has been moved from the LA Coliseum to the heart of NASCAR Nation. And NASCAR Cup Series competitors like Daniel Suarez are excited for the madhouse.
The very first time, I could not believe it that we were actually going to be racing there because that place is so small. It was quite an experience, but also the fans, so passionate, so dedicated. You know, they were very, very loyal to the driver. So I think it's going to be a great event. It's going to be very physical, no different than LA. And really looking forward to putting a show for all the fans.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The 17th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers hit the road in Big Ten play tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They've won 8 of their last 9 and will take on the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin, a half game in front of Maryland in the Big Ten standings. 6 p.m. tip time on BTN tonight. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, it's Rutgers on the road at Northwestern tonight. Badger women's basketball team looking to bring to an end their 8-game losing streak. Wisconsin home tonight against Michigan at the Kohl Center. Hockey Badgers are back in the top 20 polls for the first time since October. Wisconsin's at Minnesota to face the rival Gophers this weekend. The Badgers lost a pair of one-goal games to Minnesota the first time around in Madison before Christmas. The American Hockey League tonight, the Milwaukee Admirals are home. They take on Texas. And the Bucks are off until Friday when they close out their road trip at San Antonio. They fell to Portland last night, 125-112. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finalists are announced for the WBCA Mr. Basketball Award, plus other hoops notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association has announced its 6 finalists for the prestigious Mr. Basketball Award. This year's top group includes Amari Allen of Eshwabanon, Jamarian Bateman of Milwaukee Academy of Science, Gavin Gores of Cumberland, Zach Kinziger of De Pere, Xavion Mitchell of Oshkosh North, and Aaron Womack of Dominican. The winner of the Mr. Basketball Award will be announced at the state tournament, and the finalists for the Ms. Basketball Award will be released later this week. Going back to last week, there were some big performances around the state. In a rematch of last year's Division II state title game, Wisconsin Lutheran downed Pewaukee 71-53 in a boys' hoops game Thursday night. On Friday, Drew Doust of Southern Door moved into fourth place on the state's all-time scoring list with 40 points to go along with 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 steals in a win over Oconto. The Southwestern boys team continued its strong recent play, defeating a pair of ranked Division V teams. First, it was a 67-58 win over 9th-ranked Abundant Life at Fiserv Forum on Thursday, before another impressive non-conference showing on Saturday with a game at 2nd-ranked and previously undefeated North Crawford. In that one, Aiden Kelleher scored a game-high 18 points to lift Southwestern to an exciting 55-53 victory. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Natural resources departments across the region are encouraging landowners to prune their oak trees now to avoid the risk of oak wilt infection. Winter is the ideal time to prune or remove oak trees. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Natural resources agencies say that now is a great time to prune or cut oak trees without the risk of an oak wilt infection. Oak wilt is an invasive fungal disease spread by sap-feeding beetles that can kill all oak species. The disease is common in oak forest and expanding north and west with climate change. Last year, oak wilt was confirmed in a number of new counties across the region, but fortunately, the public can help stop its expansion. One of the best ways to help protect oak trees is to do any necessary pruning or cutting in the winter when the risk of infection is virtually non-existent. The beetles that carry oak wilt spores become active in warm weather and are attracted to the sap from fresh wounds on trees. Therefore, it's important to avoid wounding or pruning oaks April through July, the period with the highest risk of spread. Learn more at your Natural Resource Department's webpage. In Minnesota, mndnr.gov or Wisconsin, dnr.wisconsin.gov, and search oak wilt. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A little cooler today, but still bright and beautiful, with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s, and mainly clear skies tonight as lows fall to the mid-20s. All ahead of a major warm-up that'll likely break record highs as we hit 50 degrees tomorrow and soaking up the sunny skies. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. And market today, we're going to kind of run down a few of the things that have been happening with momentum kind of kicked off with the funds today. There's a no surprise weather discussion that is out there. We'll look at the EIA report and also just a lot of a quiet oddness to the trade is how we kind of look at it all. We're going to get the details as Heather Ramsey joins us today. She is with the ARC group. So let's kind of talk about that because obviously quiet, odd, and type of trade kind of all being factored in for a Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of a head scratcher. Just, you know, looking at the run-up we've had here lately, the last couple weeks, we kind of can attribute that to some changes around ending stocks and supply. We can attribute that to South American weather. But really, this week has been kind of a struggle to say what's really supporting this price movement. And then today on top of that, where these are actually some of the best single day improvements when you look at old crop corn and old crop beans, old crop wheat, it's kind of a head scratcher because you're like, what was the headline? What was the reasoning? And I think we saw this kind of a little bit last week as well. A couple of trading days sort of had us going, but what's changed? You know, when you're looking at the markets every single day like I do, and you're reading commentary and you're looking at supply and demand, and even on the technical side of things, there wasn't a single thing out there that kind of said, let's go for it. We saw this last week. We see this today. It looks to be that this is a trigger point for some continued speculative buying. You know, the funds, the investors, the speculators, the algorithms, they've been on the buy side, and they've put a lot of contracts on the books here and gone long significantly over the last several weeks, actually the last several months. They've quietly, and then the last couple weeks has been a little bit louder. That's been a little bit louder, more to the naked eye. You can see that the funds are buying. And I really think that that's what we're looking at here today. There's not one single thing that says, oh, yeah, to me, yep, March corn should definitely be up 11 cents. You know, like there isn't that one thing out there that really points the finger, I guess, is a better way to say that, Susan.
So do you think, I mean, and I'm, the discussion I've seen is they still look at these agricultural markets, especially on the grain side, to be a good investment opportunity.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at the overall picture, where is the, if you're the guy with the money and you have to show a return on a big portfolio, and you look at where is my biggest bang for my buck? Where can I put money and sort of fight against deflationary type discussions? You know, we're struggling a little bit in the financial markets. We're struggling a little bit in other ventures, you know, like real estate, things like that. I think it's a pretty good bang for your buck here. And if you're on the side of the momentum right now, you're going to get a return, or you're going to be able to induce what looks like a return just by market movement and flow of money in general. The one thing about these type of markets where you see a directional change, but everyone's kind of scratching their head, is then everyone's always wondering, okay, when does it stop? When's the party end? And in this case, I mean, obviously nobody knows, but I will say keeping an eye on those funds and the day, that's probably going to be a 2 or 3 day window that they'll start changing their sentiment, and you'll start to see that funds have been a seller and they are getting out of those positions. So you really have to keep an eye on what the money is doing when you're in a market that really has no other catalyst other than the momentum of the money. So we've been trying to use this to our advantage. You know, I don't know how far they can push it. We've seen them do wild things in the past. Seen some wild, fun-driven markets. And so you never want to get caught off guard doing nothing, but you never want to get caught off guard going too fast. And so there's a happy medium that you're trying to, you know, take action on, and that's executing pricing kind of little by little, which falls right into kind of our bread and butter, what we do. We're trying to average out pricing through this window. And so if the funds are going to help us, we're really happy about that. But like I said, you've always got to be cautious as to, like, when does the other shoe drop? Especially when we're, like I said, what's the main trigger? I don't have a good feel on that today, you know? So, yeah.
So if it's not the funds, if it's not the outside investors kind of playing into the market trade, it seems like weather is the other thing we've been gravitating towards as of late. And that definitely would be including the ever-changing weather in South America.
Yeah, exactly. The South American weather is probably about our only headline today, and it's not a super huge one, but it is a discussion of, you know, it's turning a little bit drier again in the 1 to 2 week window. This forecasting model's had a terrible time predicting when, like, actual storm systems roll through. It's been missing that. So there will most likely be a storm system at some point that rolls through, but the prediction of that's been really terrible. It's doing a good job of predicting more of the widespread rain situation, which we saw about 10 days ago, but it's doing a bad job of catching those big T storms and when they roll through parts of Argentina and southern Brazil, which is where we need the most moisture. It's also, I think if we continue to see dryness in the forecast, the 2 week period onward, that would be another little catalyst that could help support this market as well, because we do need to get a second crop planted of the safrinha corn crop. So in Brazil, that could be something that is on the horizon yet to come. And this weather today and in the next 10 days will be very impactful for that time frame. But that's been a very quiet headline that's kind of built along with this fund movement. And yeah, to your point, if it's not the funds, it's probably going to be weather.
All right. Well, stick around. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more weather, what we're seeing not only here in the States, but also other factors that are weighing in on this grain complex today. It is the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Thanks. I've got a quick shout out to the Kearney Public Library for their space today to be able to record today's channel Final Bell as we've been on the road doing some events for the stations. We really appreciate their workspace. Heather Ramsey continues to join us. She is with the ARC Group. And we left off talking about weather in South America. And I think until this harvest gets underway, weather for them is going to be kind of a, should we say, a fallback market opportunity for us to have something to talk about?
Yeah, and I will say earlier this week, you mentioned harvest, and there was a couple of little blips here and there that like, oh, harvest is delayed in Brazil. And I kind of laughed at that because did we forget that planting was delayed in Brazil? You know,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of laughed because I think to your point, yeah, the weather is more important than the harvest delay that's going on right now. Now, there will be a point where if for some reason, you know, in the Mato Grosso region specifically, if weather changed and then it stayed too wet and harvest was delayed then because we couldn't get it out of the field when we want to get it out of the field, then like, yeah, that would be a concern. But at this point in time, that's not what's happening. It's just the plants have had no stress and no reason to shut down and mature. And they're quite frankly, like I said, they got planted a little bit later, so we haven't reached that stage in production where they're out there spraying to defoliate themselves. So, that whole harvest, the minuscule delay that got mentioned, I think a couple headlines earlier this week, I just kind of chuckled at because I was like, well, yeah, we were like 2 to 3 weeks behind in planting. So, I don't think that that's going to be a huge issue. The further along they get in harvest, these crops so far look fantastic from a yield standpoint on soybeans. I think, you know, a big crop is definitely still inevitable. But like you said, weather can change on a dime. They could have moisture. It's really would be the hindrance at this point in time. So if they did flip the switch and for some reason got loads of moisture, especially in northern Brazil and that Mato Grosso region, you know, that would be a big market support as well. But yeah, the delay in moisture, the dryness that we're having in the southern parts of Brazil and in Argentina, now that's really important for a corn crop, especially that second crop of corn that's going to be looking to get planted here after the bean crop comes out. So that would be kind of just looming in the background here. And unfortunately, we've all been through weather markets. Mm-hmm. And our guys, you know, in the States, we've been on that side, you know, where we're just praying for a little moisture before we go put corn in the ground. So, like, we know what that's like, and we know what the delayed reaction from the market is like, too. You know, sometimes we know we have an issue, and it still takes months for the market to trade it.
You know, Heather, is that where we're at right now? I mean, here in the States, we look at the Midwest, a lack of snow cover mm-hmm. in many areas, concerns about the winter wheat crop, but just concerns now about the fact that, okay, we're almost to February. We're going to be a month and a half away from starting some field work in some areas, and there's not a lot of moisture in the ground.
No, there's really not. The last time I looked at the drought monitor was just a couple weeks ago when I looked, and I encourage anyone to go out there and look at that. I think the farmers know, they see it in their backyard that we have not got the snow. We've got no moisture. It's just been extremely dry. It's probably, and I think you can see that too in the amount of fall field work that was done this year was tremendous. I mean, I had guys working in the field the Sunday before Christmas. I was like, what is going on? You know, I mean, that's how dry and how much of an ability they had to do field work. So now that we're looking at this, we're wondering where's the moisture. We're going to need some here before we go get in the field, do field work, get to planting. Planting really isn't that far away when you think about it. You look at a calendar and it's fast approaching. But I do think that that is a serious concern. There are some spots where the last few years have been tremendously dry, and then you piggyback this winter onto it, and things just don't look great. They don't look awesome. I mean, I know that a lot of people kind of rest on the fact that they're irrigated production and we just turn the water on, but even irrigated crops perform way better if we can get some natural moisture on our own. So I do think that everyone's kind of looking at that from a planting standpoint. We're not getting super aggressive on our planting yields. We're sticking with definite, you know, APHs and what is insured kind of look like from that standpoint. We need to see some moisture before we can feel really confident that the monster crop that everyone's saying we're going to have is truly about to get planted and come on board for 2025 corn and beans in the U.S.
Real quick, what are your thoughts about China? I know they're on lunar holiday right now for the Lunar New Year.
There are some reports out there that I don't know if a lot of people are very aware of, but you know, there's not a huge amount of strength in the Chinese economy right now. You know, they're struggling a little bit. And then when you look at what's happened here of recent, you know, they've blacklisted a couple shipments and shippers on old crop product out of Brazil. There's been some scuttle about old crop product or even new crop meal product out of Brazil being kind of quality issues. You know, sometimes you wonder if that's just the reason or are they just, you know, using that as a way to cancel off some contracts.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can check us out online at agrisconsulting.net.
Great. Heather Ramsey joining us today. She is with the ARC Group, and that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, high-quality OEM replacement filters for your high-quality equipment. Brazilian soybean growers are anticipating a massive crop, with several South American analysts estimating it could top 6.5 billion bushels. However, recent rains are creating some challenges, and the Brazilian export market could suffer. I'll have more when we come back. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today. The potentially massive Brazilian soybean crop currently growing in that country was largely expected to be earmarked for exports to China. However, thanks to recent rains as harvest gets underway, China recently suspended soybean exports from 5 major Brazilian companies after shipments failed to meet plant health standards. The suspensions, which took effect in early January, will last for 2 months and will impact exporters that collectively account for over 30% of Brazil's soybean shipments to China. While the affected companies include global giants like Cargill, ADM, and Olam, along with Brazilian firms, the suspension only applies to specific processing units. Now, other units from these companies remain authorized to continue exports. China is Brazil's largest soybean customer. They purchase around 3/4 of its exports. With Brazil expecting a record large soybean harvest, any disruption in those exports could have significant market implications. The suspensions come at a critical time, as Brazil is currently preparing to ramp up those exports following its peak harvest period. Industry analysts suggest that while the overall impact may be limited due to the sheer scale of the Brazilian soybean industry, it could present opportunities for U.S. exporters to gain market share in the short term. Brazilian officials are working to resolve the issue with the Chinese government, as the Ag Ministry is investigating and planning to provide clarifications to the Chinese government soon. According to Brazilian authorities, the affected shipments represent only a small portion of their total volume, and Brazilian exporters remain confident that they will be able to meet China's strict quality standards going forward. The export season is picking up, and logistics out of South America will be closely watched. Market observers believe that at the port of Paranagua, where many of the affected shipments likely originated, will play a key role in maintaining the flow of soybeans into the global markets. For now, Brazil's overall export potential remains strong, and the country is still expected to maintain its position as the world's top soybean supplier. And that's largely thanks to investments by China. They have increased their investments in agriculture and infrastructure across Brazil, and over the past year have signed multiple agreements to bolster their cooperation in agriculture, technology, and trade. I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean Jewelry Television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers amazing. Get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Well, the suspension of some soy exports from Brazil to China could provide short-term opportunities for American farmers to market their soybeans. Traders are still focused on the record crop potential in Brazil and the impact of upcoming trade disruptions on the overall market. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A little cooler today, but still bright and beautiful. With high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. And mainly clear skies tonight as lows fall to the mid-20s. All ahead of a major warm-up that'll likely break record highs as we hit 50 degrees tomorrow. And soaking up the sunny skies. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man. So I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kids
kinfolk leave and the kids get fed. Me and my woman gonna slip off to bed, have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
I sure could use an attaboy or a big old high five. I'd love to hear you're killing it, dude. It's been a long time since I hit one out of the park or nailed it, as they say. I guess I've been in a dry spell, but that's about to change. 'Cause every week has a weekend. By this time Friday night, I'll be done with my third can. She framed from late last spring of you and her in Florida. You're up on the ladder when it shatters into smithereens. She shakes her head, looks at you, and says, ain't you good for anything? And you say, every week has a weekend. By this time Friday night, you want a margarita, I'll get tequila and ice. With my can, I can stomp it with my boot, clench it with my fist, smash it on my forehead. Yeah, I got this. I'll be crushing it. Oh, I'll be crushing it. Columns that I was gonna probably wind up somewhere near the bottom. I was never gonna be the best, brightest guy around, but like the great George freaking Strait, I'm the king of getting unwound. And every week has a weekend. By this time Friday night, I'll be done with my third can.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just walk down the street to the coffee shop. had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away in the shadow of that hospital at 508. I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow.